This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. At least 9 people were killed on Friday, according to Cuban state television, after a huge explosion destroyed the Hotel Saratoga in Havana. Earlier Friday, Cuban officials said a gas leak was thought to be the cause of the explosion. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel said that the explosion was not caused by a bomb nor an attack. After returning to the site of the deadly blast following a brief visit to 2 hospitals, Díaz-Canel called the incident regrettable. Hospitals continue to treat the wounded. Rescue activities are still underway. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has told reporters that President Joe Biden will take part in a virtual meeting on Sunday morning with G7 leaders and with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
They will discuss the latest developments in Russia's war against Ukraine, the global impact of Putin's war, showing support for Ukraine and Ukraine's future, and demonstrating continued G7 unity in our collective response.
Meanwhile, more civilians have been rescued from the tunnels underneath a besieged steel plant in Mariupol, according to a Ukrainian official on Friday. Fighters, meanwhile, were holing up at the sprawling complex, making their last stand to prevent Moscow's complete takeover of Mariupol, a strategic port city. The fight in the last Ukrainian stronghold of Mariupol, reduced to ruins by the Russian onslaught, appeared increasingly desperate. Around 2,000 Ukrainian fighters, by Russia's most recent estimate, are holed up in the vast maze of tunnels and bunkers underneath the Azovstal steelworks. They repeatedly refused to surrender. You can keep up on all the news out of Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Reuters reports that Russian President Vladimir Putin will send a doomsday message to the West on May the 9th at an event marking the 77th anniversary of the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany. A Russian foreign ministry spokesman said Friday that Russia has no intention of deploying tactical nuclear weapons to Ukraine. Alexei Zaitsev told reporters Russia firmly abides by the principle that there can be no victors in a nuclear war and it must not be unleashed. Ukrainian officials from the country's National Security Council said Friday that Victory Day could mean more shelling in parts of Ukraine. Meanwhile, the Pentagon distanced itself from reports it had helped Ukraine sink the Russian missile cruiser Moskva. The U.S. also rejected earlier reports that it had supplied Ukraine with intelligence to target Russian generals. On Friday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called those reports inaccurate. And as the drama in Mariupol continued to unfold, Pope Francis on Friday called the war in Ukraine barbarous because of the Christian against Christian nature of the conflict. He made the comment to members of a Vatican office that promotes Christian unity among Catholics, Orthodox, and other Christian churches. A New York man who stormed the U.S. Capitol wearing a caveman costume on January 6, 2021, has gotten prison time. AP correspondent Jennifer King has the story.
U.S. District Judge James Boasberg told Aaron Mostofsky that he was literally on the front lines of the mob attack on January 6, 2021. The 35-year-old judge's son from Brooklyn was wearing a furry caveman costume and a fox belt on his head when he became one of the first to enter the restricted area around the U.S. Capitol and breach the building. With a bulletproof police vest and riot shield that he ended up taking home, he was interviewed on video by a reporter from the New York Post, saying he stormed the Capitol because he believed the election was stolen. He's been sentenced to 8 months in prison, a year of supervised release, $2,000 in restitution, and 200 hours of community service. At a sentencing hearing, he asked the judge for mercy, saying he felt bad for Capitol officers and was ashamed of his contribution to the chaos of that day. I'm Jennifer King.
The Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan has deteriorated economic and humanitarian conditions in the war-torn nation, prompting tens of thousands of people to cross into Pakistan seeking asylum and a resettled status abroad. Pakistani officials say more than 100,000 Afghans have fled to Pakistan since the Taliban regained power in Afghanistan last August. And recapping our top story this hour, at least 9 people have died in a huge explosion in Havana, which destroyed the Hotel Saratoga, which was undergoing renovation activity. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.